Proclamation number 8679 of 20th of November, 1963. God is the source of light and power from eternity. From me alone the light goes out, because I alone am the source of light and power from eternity. And everything that exists was created out of my strength and filled with my light, which is the emanation of my infinite love. And so you can also say love, light and power is one. Love, light and strength have their origin in me, because I myself am love, light and strength in my primal element. But you, too, as my created beings, are the same in your original substance, for my divine strength of love could only emanate the same, which was only formed as a being, because I myself am also a being which has a thinking will. In view of my highest perfection, this awareness would crush you, because as a human being or imperfect being you are unable to grasp such, for you voluntarily stepped out of the former perfection in which I created you and are therefore no longer able to grasp that for which highest perfection is required. Your thinking ability is limited. The power of knowledge, as it were, is weakened. Love as well as light and power are considerably weakened, which once was unlimitedly your share. But it is always at your disposal. So you yourselves can again acquire light and power, as soon as you ignite and nourish love. The principle of divine order. And nourish it, as this is your destiny as long as you are still imperfect, so that you will attain perfection again in order to be able to be permeated by my love, my light and my strength again without limitation. I am always the origin, and therefore the contact with me is absolutely necessary that you can be filled by love, light and power. But as man you cannot measure what happiness my radiating through with divine love power gives you. You do not know about the exceedingly great feeling of happiness, which my direct supply of love, light and power guarantees you. And that is why you make no or little effort to establish the close bond with me in order to be able to partake of this immense bliss. You live indifferently because you are completely unaware of your own shortcomings as well as of your earthly task, your aim and your affiliation to me, which you should only acknowledge yourselves so that it will be realized and earn you my rays of love. And even if the knowledge about it is conveyed to you, it appears to be little credible to you, and it does not fit into your worldview, which is more familiar to you and to which you pay all attention. And yet, everything that surrounds you earthly is only an illusion. But real is your state of soul in its spiritual misery, which however can be remedied exactly through supply of love, power and light, through union with me, the original source, out of which my love power current flows incessantly and only needs your free will to also be able to flow through you, so that you can feel a happiness, which you then certainly no longer want to give up, because it already means the intimate contact with me, without which the love-power transmission can never take place. You men are always to consider that I alone am the source and always only this source is to be sought out through conscious acknowledgement and call of him, who gave you life and who also constantly wants to make you happy with his love-power and light expression, only needs your free will to now also be able to work on you. You are to know that this is your aim in life and your task, to again cancel a separation, which you accomplished voluntarily, and therefore voluntarily again unite with eternal love itself, so that it can now also again radiate through you with light and power, to prepare happiness for you. for once you yourselves were full of light and strength and therefore also blissful. And so you also are to become again, because as man you are formed deficiently, you lack power and light, because you lack love, my divine radiation, which you once voluntarily rejected. And what this rejection of my strength of love meant for the beings once emanating from me you can already determine by your deficient state alone, for it is both the light, your knowledge and realization, as well as your strength is severely limited. As human beings you are very imperfect creatures until you willingly turn to the eternal source of light and strength again and ask for the flow of His love, which truly will not be denied to you because this is also my aim from eternity, to permeate everything that once came forth from me with the flow of my love in order to make it blissfully happy to an inconceivable degree. For only in light and power can you lead a happy life, and light and power will again and again offer and supply you with my love, for light and power are the epitome of beatitude. They are the evidence of my endless love, which applies and will apply to all my creatures until all eternity. Amen.